Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas statewide tornado drill is planned Tuesday, March 15th. Sirens will sound at 6:30 p.m. In addition, Washington County will sound sirens Tuesday at 1:30. Marshall County will only participate in the evening drill. A search warrant March 1st in Washington County uncovered a marijuana grow operation at a house near Hanover at 2070 Yukon Boulevard. Owner of the residence, Al Schwartz, was not at home at the time. An arrest affidavit has been filed with charges pending. Homestead National Monument will host a storytelling festival Thursday and Friday, March 17th and 18th. Programs are free at the Education and Heritage Center and will be featured both days at 9:30, 10:30, noon, and 1. The event is funded through the Nebraska Arts Council and Cultural Endowment. Robert Bob Potter of Marysville passed away February 4th. Graveside services planned Saturday, March 19th, 10:30 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery for Bob Potter. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, wheat bread, Normandy blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, Ritz chicken, rice pilaf, a roll, Brussels sprouts, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News time is 7:12.
You work hard, day in and day out, and you deserve a bank that does the same for you. A bank that takes care of business, that delivers on their promises. A bank that gets the big J-O-B done. Well, United Bank and Trust is that bank. A hometown bank with deep roots in all of the 9 Kansas communities they serve, United Bank and Trust offers the best commercial, home, and ag loans. After all, it's what you deserve. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville announces their winter sale Wednesday through Saturday, March 16th through the 19th. All bags of clothes are one-half price. Wednesday and Thursday, 9 to 4, Friday, 9 to 3, and Saturday from 9 to 1. Sale only includes winter clothes, with all bags of clothes half price, Wednesday through Saturday, at the Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville.
The Marysville Chamber of Commerce and AT&T invite you to their annual legislative forum with Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Sharon Schwartz on Saturday at Marysville City Hall. Coffee and rolls will be served at 9, with the forum starting at 9:30. There will be updates from the legislators and time for question and answers at the legislative forum this Saturday at City Hall.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Holding on to a chance for some showers and storms in the forecast for today, as an area of low pressure continues to work eastward. Those high temperatures working up into the low 60s by this afternoon, and any lingering showers and thundershowers ending early on tonight. Then dry conditions prevailing for Wednesday and into the day on Thursday. Still managing low 60s for those high temperatures into your Wednesday, but starting to turn cooler thereafter. We're back in the upper 50s for highs by Thursday, and only in the mid-40s looking ahead to Friday. Taking a closer look at your forecast for today, do have a chance for some showers and storms, otherwise partial sun, high temperature in the low 60s. For tonight, any lingering showers and storms ending early, a low of 34. Then sunny, breezy conditions for your Wednesday, those highs near 61. For your Thursday, still on the breezy side, back in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Not much, but we finally shook a bit of a shower, thunder shower loose overnight. Some fog this morning, 44 degrees with a light northwest wind, barometer at 29.56 inches, relative humidity up there near 100%. Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high in this date, 84 in 2012. The average low, 33, and the record low is 4 degrees in 1897. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening 7:32. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 15th of March. KNDY News time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Green takes on a new meaning this St. Patrick's Day at Landau Lanes. Celebrate with corned beef and cabbage. It will bring out the river dance in you. Your heart will be full and your glass won't be empty with their beer specials that go on all day. The luck of the Irish is with you on St. Patrick's Day at Landau Lanes.
Join the Pony Express Partnership for Children Saturday, April 2nd for their Fool's Day Family Fun Run. A family-friendly 5K and one-mile walk run, followed by a light meal. The run begins April 2nd at 3 p.m. Registration deadline to have a shirt the day of the run is Saturday, March 19th. $25 entry fee includes the run. Kids 12 and under run free. Additional meal tickets are available. For details and pre-registration, call Kelly at 747-6584. The Pony Express Partnership for Children. Fool's Day Family Fun Run, Saturday, April 2nd. Again, for details, call Kelly at 747-6584.
Our good life in Nebraska and America is tied to agriculture. Americans spend less on food than any other country in the world. Because of that, we can spend more on homes, vehicles, and time with our families. We owe a great deal of thanks to the American farmer for providing safe, healthy, affordable food. During Ag Appreciation Week, the Farmers Cooperative says, "Thank you for feeding the world and keeping our economy strong." Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owners' success. And we are investing in agriculture.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Federal Reserve will not increase interest rates at this week's meeting, but likely hint that rate hikes are on the horizon. As long as U.S. inflation and jobs continue to strengthen, economic weakness overseas will not stop rates from rising soon. The last time Fed officials met, uncertainty over the impact of slower growth in China and Europe drove policymakers to signal it would stay on hold. But new forecasts this week following the meeting are expected to indicate the possibility of two or multiple rate hikes starting at mid-year. U.S. inflation has shown signs of stabilizing, according to data compiled by the Fed. But Fed Chair Janet Yellen is a little wary of sending too strong a signal of coming rate hikes for fear of creating unnecessary volatility in the markets. The National Weather Service outlook for next week calling for below normal temperatures across the plains and Midwest, maintaining concerns about threats to an early emerged winter wheat crop. The outlook for March 19th through 23rd shows the cooler weather poses a freeze risk to the early meads winter wheat crop. The forecast also shows below normal precipitation expected from northern Oklahoma through Kansas up into North Dakota for much of the Corn Belt over the time frame. Normal precipitation expected elsewhere. Meanwhile, mostly dry weather and above normal temperatures are expected to continue in the central and southern plains over the near term, increasing moisture needs for the crop. And the National Farmers Union now supports voluntary GMO labeling following a debate at the organization's annual meeting. They had previously supported mandatory GMO labeling. The change in position came after what some are calling wrenching debates that pitted traditional NFU membership against farmers that are more likely to be growers of organic food crops. The debate comes as the Senate is expected to vote on a voluntary labeling bill sometime this week. But USDA Secretary Vilsack last week said voluntary labeling measure would not get the needed amount to pass through the Senate. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Craig Mead. The National Weather Service's outlook for next week calls for below normal temperatures across the plains and the Midwest, maintaining concerns about threats to an early emerged winter wheat crop. The reports are that for March 19th through the 23rd, the outlook shows for much cooler weather, and that poses a freeze risk to the early emerged winter wheat crop. The forecast is also showing below normal precipitation expected from northern Oklahoma through North Dakota for much and over to much of the Corn Belt for this same time frame. Normal precipitation is expected for the most part elsewhere. In the meantime, mostly dry weather and above normal temperatures are expected to continue on the central and southern plains over the near term, increasing moisture needs for the crop. But the cold temperatures are certainly a concern as we get into next week after we've warmed up and seen the winter wheat emerge. Last year, the Soy Checkoff partnered with researchers to develop 29 new soy-based products that replace petrochemicals and help manufacturers meet sustainability objectives. The United Soybean Board said these products and hundreds of others developed with Checkoff support add value to U.S. soy and expand its market potential. Products developed with the Checkoff support in 2015, including insulating foam that helps green building contractors earn LEED, or Leadership in Energy Environment Design certifications. Soy-based adhesives that replace formaldehyde without compromising quality, lubricants and solvents that reduce reliance on petrochemicals, and rubber belting that farmers can use in their equipment. USB says new uses have helped farmers increase demand for U.S. soy from 14 million bushels in 2003 to more than 111 million bushels in 2013. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Okay, this is the time, and your Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight. How does that keep happening, you ask? Because of trucks like Ford F-150 with game-changing innovation. Like a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, making it up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost-to-Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial 5-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty classes, full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
It's time again for Farming America. Information about your business, the business of feeding the world, and what could be more essential than that. Essential to that goal is communicating the truth to the consumer about how their food is produced. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
As I was messing around with my smartphone the other day, I got to thinking about party lines. On our farm, we were one of 6 farms on the same line. Our ring was 2 longs and a short, and of course, anybody could listen in on whatever the conversation was. Oh my, how we've come a long way. Communication now is in so many different forms, which allows not only information but misinformation to be spread at the speed of light. That's one of the reasons that in 2011, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance was formed to do a better job of communicating the truth about agriculture to the consumer in the city. One of the tools used by the FRA was film. Melissa Kinch of Ketchum West Public Relations, who has worked with the USFRA from the beginning, talks about Farmland.
Farmland was a great film that USFRA helped produce with an independent documentarian named James Moll, who really set out to tell the story about the next generation of farmers. It's about 5 farmers in their late 20s, early 30s, and their hopes and their struggles and who they are, big and small, conventional and organic. And it's been really well received, and it continues to grow. So it's received great distribution after it was in theaters, online, and now it's going to be actually available for teachers and in the classroom through Discovery Education. We have the long feature film version and then a shorter version that's made just for the classroom. So it's really a great opportunity to help teachers bring the stories of farmers and ranchers into the classroom.
Melissa Kinch says USFRA has some big corporate names behind it, but also is looking for individuals who can help out.
USFRA has a foundation now that anyone can contribute to. And even more important than financial contributions is just raising your voice and being part of the movement. So there's a lot of opportunities to participate in social media, at events. USFRA also has a program called Faces of Farming and Ranching, where young farmers or farmers of any age really can apply to actually be a spokesperson for agriculture. So from individual donations with the foundation through raising your voice, there's a lot of ways for individual farmers to get involved.
That's Melissa Kinch of Ketchum West Public Relations on behalf of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. If you would like to join in, here is a website to visit. It's fooddialogues.com. That's www.fooddialogues.com. And you can learn there how to join in this conversation about how we grow and raise our food. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 28 head of yearling to two-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
I sure appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.